my dad never asked for directions. He always knew the best way to get there, especially when he didn't. One spring day, we were preparing to go to Milwaukee to eat at our favorite Chinese restaurant and do some Chinese grocery shopping. We lived in Oshkosh, about an hour and a half north of there. As we packed up the car, Dad announced that we were going to take a new way to Milwaukee. We'll go north to Appleton, swing around Lake Winnebago, and catch Interstate 43 south. We can drive faster on the interstate, and we'll get to Milwaukee in no time. My mom, brother, and I stared at him. "Dad," I said, "Appleton is 30 miles north of here." "Right," he said. "It'll be a shortcut." Even my brother, who liked to defend my dad, said, "Usually, the quickest way to go south is to go south." But no matter, Dad had announced the plan. North we went. And as we trekked our 30 miles to Appleton, an odd silence fell over us. Would it work? Would a wormhole open up and take us mysteriously to Milwaukee? We got to Appleton right on time, but there was no Interstate 43 there to slingshot us to Milwaukee. Instead, Dad had to turn east onto Highway 10, which wound its way through Brilliant, Reidsville, and Cato, very fine and slow-going towns, as we made our way to Lake Michigan. The clock in our car had never been so watched. Dad swore at the stoplights. Mom had the map on her lap, but he didn't consult her. Nothing else was needed. We were on the road for an hour when we finally got to the interstate, and the four of us breathed a collective sigh of relief. Kind of. According to the clock, we had precisely 30 minutes to go from Manitowoc to Milwaukee to tie our normal time. Usually, Dad drove 5 miles above the speed limit, but not that day. Dad was gripping the steering wheel with both hands. When the half hour was up, we were just south of Sheboygan. Nobody dared mention this. For in truth, not only was my dad's reputation on the line, but also his power to define reality. By the time we got to our restaurant, we were famished, but the food tasted funny and unsatisfying. I don't remember that trip delivering any great humility to my father. The thing that did change, though, was my blind faith in my father's assertions. And I made sure to learn how to read a map. Because you never know when it'll be your turn to find the quickest route.